Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll free at 855-453. And you may take control of the airwaves. That is the point of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. You are free to call in, talk about anything you would like. And in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So there's news. Ed Snowden, he's out of the airport, apparently. I haven't heard much more beyond that.
There's really not much more to hear beyond that, from what I can tell. I followed the live coverage today. The Obama administration is very disappointed.
Does anybody know where he is outside of the airport?
Well, what in the world? He's the most wanted man on the planet. Do you think he's given his itinerary?
I'm just wondering if he was followed.
He probably was.
Right.
The people that are following him are likely to try to kill him.
Well, I would think the news media would follow him as well.
Well, he left in a taxi.
Wherever that guy goes is a story.
I gotcha. Yeah.
So if we know more about hear more about the Ed Snowden situation, we'll certainly talk about it.
I saw something interesting, though. I think he might have been hanging out with a WikiLeaks gal who I looked up from the story, and she's a very attractive woman this whole time.
Like she's been there as like an advisor?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, she's been there with him for a month.
Is this the Russian spy who offered to marry him?
I didn't get the impression she was a Russian spy.
Oh, you hadn't heard this story?
This
is actually kind of an old story. Yeah, there was some Russian spy proposed to Snowden. I mean,
and it's confirmed that she's a spy. Like, how do you know someone's a spy?
I don't know.
Her name is Natasha. What the hell else?
Nice Rocky and Bullwinkle joke.
Getting information.
Right, so, I mean, if you're a spy, people aren't supposed to know you're a spy. So maybe it was just a crazy lady? Is it possible she was just nuts?
I don't know. The news said she was a known spy. I guess they found out that she's, intelligence or whatever for... Yeah.
He turned her down, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what happened. That's what I heard. It was like a major thing.
And he's only got...
they showed pictures of her. She was attractive.
Okay.
He's only got 1 year in Russia at this point.
It's true. It's a temporary asylum. So, as we learn more about Ed Snowden, we'll certainly pass it on. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here. We've also got Skype. You can Skype the show at username lrn.fm. I spent another day at the county fair here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, doing outreach with the Shire Society and other great liberty-oriented organizations. And despite it being a mostly rainy day, I actually did better today. Did twice as good, as a matter of fact. More people were interested in signing the personal Declaration of Independence, which is what the Shire Society is. And, kind of reflecting on all the years I've been doing outreach, liberty-oriented outreach, I've gone to a lot of county fairs in my time, and, I've gone to Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest, I've gone to gun shows, and done this stuff. And normally I would use the Advocates for Self-Government's World's Smallest Political Quiz to kind of introduce people to the ideas of liberty. But I've been using this Shire Society Declaration, just printed copies of the Shire Society Declaration, which you can go and download and sign at ShireSociety.com. Been using those, and I have to say, to get 25 signatures on the Shire Society Declaration in a 9-hour day...
It's a hell of a lot easier than getting people to register a libertarian to vote, right?
I consider that to be pretty good. I don't have a real base of comparison for, how much I should be getting. I got 12 yesterday, and then today I doubled that to, more than doubled it to 25. And this is, for those of you that haven't read it, the Shire Society Declaration is an explicitly voluntarist agreement. It is something that is a real powerful personal declaration of freedom and independence.
Can I play Debbie Downer the skeptic here?
Yeah, please.
Okay. So from what I know from these kinds of things, from seeing this kind of activism and, having people sign things, a lot of the times, especially when you have something longer, like the Shire Society Declaration,
it does take a couple minutes to read it. Yeah,
I wonder how many people, and don't take this the wrong way, but how many people are just going, yeah, sure, I'll sign that.
Well, yesterday I did have two or three people actually just sign it before even reading it, and I said to them, wait, do you normally sign things before you read them?
Like, yeah, sure, I'll ban civil rights. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been
hydrogen monoxide.
But no, today, absolutely everybody, today, of the 25 signers, absolutely all of them did read it before they signed it. And I just think that's exciting. I think that's pretty good. I mean, at the World's Smallest Political Quiz, which you can get at theadvocates.org, I'm not downing it. I've done a lot of outreach with the World's Smallest Political Quiz, and I think it's great. But ultimately, the World's Smallest Political Quiz is promoting the word libertarian, and I feel like that word is tainted, and I don't really want to associate myself with it. I will reluctantly do so when asked, but always with some sort of caveat. They're like, well, yeah, I'll accept that, but here's why I don't really like the word libertarian.
Also, it gives, like, you know, so some people will attach it. My wife took the world's smallest political quiz before I ever met her. She came out libertarian on the test. When she first identified her political philosophy to me, she said the word liberal.
Right.
Now, I don't know what that means to her or what. And I mean, living with her and her living with me, I'm certain that it's safe to call her a libertarian now. But
not when you met her.
I think that the people are presented with a lot of solutions that are statist solutions, and the simple fact that you came up libertarian in the world's smallest political quiz doesn't really make you a libertarian. If you come out libertarian thinking that people should have a certain level of freedom in the social sphere and a certain level of freedom in the economic sphere, that's cool and everything, but that doesn't mean your solutions are liberty-based. And I think that for me, what a libertarian is a person whose solutions are liberty-based 80% of the time. And an uninitiated person who comes out libertarian on the world's smallest political quiz doesn't have the education to provide solutions that are liberty-based.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if they went around claiming they were a libertarian, then they wouldn't necessarily be accurate.
It's more of the taint that you're referring to.
Yeah. So, anyway, I just want to say I think it's been going very, very well. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I paid $300 for the booth, and that's a 5-day engagement.
Oh, no. What Free Talk Live has lost in prospecting for radio stations is far beyond $300. And this just goes to show your dedication. Yes, exactly. Yeah. This just goes to show your level of dedication to the Shire Society, and I'm gritting my teeth and not saying anything about it.
You are saying something about it.
What do you mean?
You just said something about it.
I just pointed out I wasn't saying anything about it. That's all.
Okay, Mark. Well, anyway, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. David's in Virginia. You can bring up anything listening to WSVG. And then coming up, Mark's got some interesting news about this basement captive keeping sicko that was sentenced today. It's just disturbing. We'll get to that. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas, how are you tonight?
Hey, welcome, sir.
Hey, thank you. Hey, before I bring up my main point, I would maybe ask that you guys go take a look at CNN.com because they're breaking some news on Benghazi. Apparently, they're reporting that the reason why we didn't attack that night is because we had about 35 CIA operatives on the ground, and they were passing weapons to the Syrians.
You have CIA operatives?
Oh, God, here we go.
No.
Oh, you said we have operatives. I don't have any CIA operatives.
Yes, CIA operatives were on the ground in Benghazi the night of the ambassador was killed, and that's why we didn't attack them. And they were passing weapons to Syrians.
So you are a CIA operative, is what you're saying?
No. I'm telling you,
Look. You have to say U.S. government instead of we. Otherwise, Ian's just going to keep doing this in like a weird Sheldon Cooper loop.
And I understand that. Please forgive me. CNN is reporting that the U.S. government has 35 CIA operatives on the ground in Benghazi.
Gotcha.
And that they were passing weapons to the Syrians.
It all makes sense to me now.
Okay.
It's made sense to me for years. You're an a-hole.
Outstanding. But I really wanted to address Virginia voters for just a minute in the upcoming Attorney General's election. I wanted to let them know that the Republican candidate for the office of the Attorney General, his name is Mark Obenshain. And I wanted to tell people, they can look at this on the Virginia legislative website. If they go back to 2009 on the legislative website, they will see a piece of legislation that Senator Obenshain introduced that would have required every woman in the Commonwealth of Virginia who suffered a miscarriage outside of the presence of her doctor to summon police to her house or wherever she miscarried.
Wow, that's psychotic. David, thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More psychos coming up with this basement nut job.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation protection. Success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The man who kept three women captive... And I believe a little girl, too, if I'm not mistaken. Was it three women and a little girl?
I don't know.
Kept women captive in his basement and in his home and tortured them and forced sex upon them. This guy says he's not a monster.
That's the quote.
And Mark has more of that quote here in a moment, more of his excuse for what he did in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Want to remind you about the Free State Project. Your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime, it's to move where others think like you do, where people believe in the ideas of liberty, and not only believe in them, but are going to do something about it, are actually going to pick up, not only move their lives to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, but then get active once they get here. And active can mean a variety of different things. Like today I was doing outreach at the county fair. That's action. That is activism. You can also run for political office. You can do civil disobedience. You can do media creation. You can do all kinds of different things. Street theater. I mean, these are just some of the categories. And you can do it in concert with others, which is what makes it so much more effective. Because if you're sitting in an outreach booth all by yourself, it's not as attractive of a booth. It is. It's just not as. It doesn't work as well. Having people there makes it look more legitimate. And these ideas are legitimate. If you love the ideas of liberty, you know they're the best ideas. You know they're the most moral, the most practical ideas. They're the best ideas. But if you're the only guy in town talking about them, you can't really expect to get anywhere. You can't really expect people or society to have a shift in its perspective towards the idea of the state. You can't expect that to happen from a small group of people. Small but dedicated, and there was a good group of folks where I come from in Sarasota, Florida, but not good enough and not large enough and not effective enough. So you got to get the people together who believe in freedom, and that's what the Free State Project is about. We want to get to 20,000 people signing and pledging to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as the three of us on the show have done, and we're at over 14,600 at this point, from what I understand. There are over 1,100 that are already here in New Hampshire, and more are on the way. It's only going to get better. The activism will become more effective. It'll get better, more variety of activism over time as more people come here.
That's pretty fast, too. It seems like we just crossed the here I am saying we about the Free State Project, which I guess it's still relatively
true. You are
a participant.
Funny.
I am a participant, but it still feels funny even to collectivize members of the Free State Project. But the Free State Project, it seems like it just crossed the halfway mark, and now
10,000.
You know, yeah,
just that's at 14,600.
It does seem to be speeding up a little bit. I think we're going to see it get to 20,000 within the next couple years.
Yeah,
and well, that's the goal.
Yeah.
The goal is to have it reach 20,000 next couple of years. Once it reaches 20,000, then the 5-year window kicks in. That's when the vast majority of people have pledged to move. I believe that there's a way to pledge for a longer period. You know, I'll move within 10 years or whatever. But as I understand, the vast majority of people have pledged to move within 5 years, and some of those people will probably move.
Yeah, and it's always fun to find people that are here that you didn't even know. And that's what I've been doing this past couple of days at the fair.
I had originally done some math, like actually a couple of years ago, where if you look at general things that are based upon population, like a population model, which typically tends to speed up actually,
right?
You know, tends to speed up in a an exponential way. And so I did some math on that, and originally the graph showed it speeding up and whatnot and actually reaching that 20,000 number somewhere in 2016, which it seems to, every time I've looked at it, it seems to be right on target.
Well, I'm excited about it, and I'm glad to be here. FreeStateProject.org is where you can go to learn more about what we're doing and what thousands of others are going to be doing. So check that out. Now, disturbing story, Mark, this Ariel
Castro,
this man who, if you recall, it was several weeks ago, a few months actually at this point, where one of his captives had managed to get to, I guess, an exterior door in the home somehow, had managed to get that somewhat, they were like banging on
Did
it.
Did he
something
forget
like
to block some door or
he
another?
He screwed something up because they managed to open an internal door and weren't able to totally get out. But this neighbor
but he
saw
had, like,
it.
The storm door was locked or something. Yeah.
This neighbor saw it and he came over there wondering, you know, what the hell's going on here? What's this girl yelling about? And ended up pulling the door open to help her escape. And that was the beginning of the story where they found this creepy dungeon, basically, where this guy had been keeping slaves, sex slaves, essentially, and nobody knew.
Yeah, it's a crazy story, and I imagine you have to have been living in a yurt out on the plains not to have heard at this point. The kidnapper's name's Ariel Castro. And
well, I mean, one thing that should be mentioned also is that one of them had a child by him.
That's right.
Yep. And there was a forced abortion that went on too.
Which, probably more.
By
than
the way,
one.
he was charged with aggravated murder or whatever for. So anyway, his sentencing was today, and
1,000 years
plus life plus 1,000 years.
Okay.
If when he lives to the end of his life, then he's got 1,000 years to go.
I see.
Right. So Ariel Castro questioned the mental state of his former captives and insisted he's not a monster. But wow. One of the three women held up his in his Cleveland basement for more than a decade told him she spent 11 years in hell. Michelle Knight, one of the victims, appeared in court Thursday to face Castro, who was later sentenced to life without parole, and told him that his hell is just beginning. I'll overcome all that's happened, but you'll face hell for eternity. And Knight, 32, was the first woman abducted by Castro. It sounds like she's still probably pretty messed up by this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sad. I mean,
it's a pretty serious situation.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
11 years.
Yeah, he was there. She was there 11 years.
And he was abducting them in, what, their teenage years?
Well, the younger you can get them, the better, right? I guess he offered her, a puppy for her child.
Oh, no.
If she just came in, lured her into his house with the promise of a puppy for her son. So, you know, I watched the sentencing on CNN just to, you know, watch it. I wanted to see what this guy had to say. And, you know, after they went through all their rigmarole, the prosecutor basically running it down what this guy did and really pushing the emotional aspect of it. And I think that that's fair in the circumstance. Castro's going to have decades to think about what he did. I just don't know if he can. Because when he started, the first thing he did was say, you know, I was abused. I was a porn addict. I. I mean, this narcissistic mental patient couldn't even muster. I mean, surely somebody approached this dude and said, here, look, here's what you do at sentencing, dum-dum. You say, I could use this opportunity to talk about all the bad things that happened in my life, but I'm not going to do that because there's no excuse. The fact is that I kidnapped those women. I raped those women. I held them hostage. I used them as my slaves for over a decade. I deserve whatever you give me, and I'm terribly sorry. I know it's impossible to take. I know that nobody's going to accept my apology. But I'm going to make it here, and I'm going to make it now. I'm sorry to the women that I abducted. I'm sorry to their families. I'm sorry to their children. I'm so very sorry. Thank you, Your Honor.
Yeah,
and just said that.
That would mean he'd have to be sane in order to do something like that.
But this guy, he couldn't do anything like that.
Yeah, this guy is a psychopath. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But more of his statement. What did he say? You have a quote?
Well, I have some of the stuff. I mean, yeah.
You have
some
quotes.
He says he's not
him?
A violent person.
Okay, 855-450-FREE. You can take control here. Bring up whatever's on your mind and tell us your thoughts. What should happen with Ariel Castro?
I want to hear what you
don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We can buy GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can take control. More about the sicko, psychopath Ariel Castro here in a few moments. His statement, or portion of his statement, from court sentencing today. Sentenced to 1,000 years, life plus 1,000 years. 855-453 is our toll-free number. You can also reach us via Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. And with you in studio, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. If you like the show and this program and what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, you can help support Free Talk Live by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and you can enter Amazon through the links you'll find there. Free Talk Live gets a portion of your purchase price when you do that. So it's a big deal for us when you shop at shop.freetalklive.com. So thank you in advance.
QuantumVibe.com is a web comic that is produced daily, which is, you know, it's easy to say, but not easy to do. To produce a web comic on a daily basis, especially an in-color one that takes, you know, I mean, it takes a certain... This isn't just scribbles. Go check it out at quantumvibe.com. To produce such a thing is quite an endeavor. Scott Beezer, the publisher at bigheadpress.com, I believe he is the pretty much the main employee there, too. He produces a science fiction webcomic on a daily basis, like I said, about a young woman who's from a voluntarist space city 500 years in the future. Go check it out. See, you know, read about the travels she has inside the solar system and the different sort of challenges she faces, including the extreme hazards of space and human treachery. It's quantumvibe.com, and you can get the hard copy book, Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. And it's a great read. I'm reading it now. Still haven't, I really haven't picked it up in the last week or so. But it's, I was reading it before bed, and I guess since my back's been out, I really haven't been doing it. So Quantum Vibe Volume 1, you can get it at shop.freetalklive.com through Amazon and direct from bigheadpress.com and quantumvibe.com to read the free online webcomic.
You know what? Presuming people actually were to live that long,
which
you know, let's say medical science. Advances to the point where people stay alive longer than the average normal human lifespan is now.
Mm-hmm.
in the story of Quantum Vibe,
yes,
this guy still wouldn't be out of prison.
Ariel Castro would still be in jail.
Let's go to the phones. We'll come back to Ariel Castro and what he said in court today, which is absolutely ridiculous. Matula is on the line, though, in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hey, great, Matula. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I'm out here in FEMA region number 10. I think y'all over there, what, is that number 5 or something like that?
I don't know what you're referring to.
Number 10?
Region, huh?
FEMA region.
Oh, FEMA region. Okay. I don't know anything about
FEMA. I'm not familiar with any FEMA regions.
Look it up, bro. Check it out. But,
sorry, I don't know where my local fusion center is.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. But anyways, bro, check this out. I've been listening to y'all for about almost 4 years, about 3.5, almost 4 years. And
thank you.
Occasionally, I hear you guys bring up the Free State Project. And
you mean like every night?
No. I'm talking about a particular subject where you guys talk about the lack of diversity. So I got a question.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How many, if any, African Americans have moved or signed up for the project?
I know one mover who is in Nashua.
Yeah, that's the only one I know that's a mover that's coming to mind. There are
he signed up or is he already there?
He's moved.
He's signed up and moved.
In Nashua.
There's several signers that are black. Hold it.
Right.
What about Devin Standard?
I don't know if he's a signer.
I'm pretty sure he is.
I think
he's a mover and a signer.
There's two.
Two out of the 1,000.
Tennyson's a signer, I think, but
Tennyson's
hasn't moved.
Definitely a signer, has not moved.
So that would be three.
I mean, there's probably, that I know, a half a dozen signers that haven't moved.
Angel.
I got you.
And there was a young black lady at Porkfest this year who I'd never seen before, and I don't know if she's moved. So,
she was extremely talented.
Where was that at? What state was that at?
The Porcupine Freedom Festival is a yearly festival the Free State Project puts on in the northern portion of New Hampshire. It's in a little town called Lancaster at Rogers Campground. There were about 1,500 liberty-oriented people there this year. And what was her talent, Johnson?
Hula hooping.
Yeah, yeah.
She did things that were just not natural with a hula hoop.
Hey, that answers my question, bro. Yeah, I'll let y'all continue talking about this sicko. You know what
I'm
saying?
All right, Matula.
We need more
non-white males in the movement, and I don't mean all males. I mean, like, that's the majority of the
liberty movement. Can I give a shout-out to Ramon down there?
We haven't heard from Ramon, and we generally don't do shout-outs on the show. But, Matula, thank you for the call.
I'm just trying to tell him to call more often.
I see what you're saying.
Like his
he hasn't called in a long time. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Hope to see you in New Hampshire someday. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I've said it before. You know, I think that we need more diversity until really the, I guess, minorities, although that's really becoming less and less true, but until this movement becomes not necessarily a white movement, I think it's still going to be a much slower growth than it could be.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely true because it's sort of a self-perpetuating problem
right.
to some extent. And I don't know how to
break
out of that.
I don't like differentiating people by their ethnicities. I don't think that's the way to go about doing it.
I appreciate where you're coming
However,
from there, but I like to see a little bit of diversity
in
a group.
You know, that's just a preference issue. That doesn't have anything to do with race. That's just, that aspect is. But I don't think you can get to the point where you're not looking at color without having some color. Does that make any sense?
No.
You can't not recognize people's color if you live in a world that's all the same monochrome, ethnicity.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not interested in living in that world. I like having, people of different backgrounds and ethnicities and such. And I agree, Mark, we're all human beings. But the fact is, I'd rather have, some diversity in this movement. I like people. I like black people. I like Hispanics. You know, the ones that I've met have been very, very nice in my life. And I like Muslims. And I like, all kinds of interesting folks. And New England, if there's anything to critique about it, it's a little bland. It's a little white. In fact, a lot in this particular case.
Well, certainly in the area that you live in, there's you didn't pick the most diverse area in New Hampshire either.
Well, it's funny
that wasn't a factor in why New Hampshire
it's a factor in you bitching about it.
New Hampshire. New Hampshire itself is a fairly undiverse area. Some of the urban areas like
95% white, right?
Manchester and Nashua may have more diversity, but it still ain't that much.
Actually, I had someone ask me recently who's Asian, who was asking about Asians in the Free State Project. And, you know, actually, I have a harder time thinking of people
right.
I know who are Asian. And there are more Asians, supposedly, demographically in Keene than there are
That's true.
African-Americans. But I have a much harder time thinking of Asian folk I know in the Free State Project.
Not too many that I can think of.
There was one guy.
And he's, you know, two. I know two Indians. And that's not like, I mean... you know, that's
they call
amongst
the
Asians are like,
right?
Okay, are they, you know, okay, I guess they're Asian. You know, it's like one of those things that it's like, okay.
Asian, are they black?
Well, Indian is considered part of Asia, but it's, I consider it to be kind of separate. It's Indian, you know, it's not
it's a big
Asian,
place.
It's Indian, you know, and I think a lot of Asians think of it that way as well.
I consider Asian to be PC talk, that the term Oriental is much more specific.
Oh, is that right?
Some people find it to be derogatory. I've never experienced that in my life, but maybe that's true, that in fact there are lots of people in Russia that are white, and they, you know, that's Asia.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark. Everybody's a human being, but we obviously can see differences between us, right? Like, some are tall,
yeah,
some are short.
I think that it's absolutely crazy to sit
some
there and say,
breasts,
I see nothing!
Some have breasts, some don't, you know, some don't, some are men, and that's okay. And
I definitely prefer the ones with breasts.
Yeah, and everybody's different, and that we're all people, and we're all human beings, and we all have feelings and families and everything like that. 855 450 free, but you know, people come from different areas of the world. They've got different cultures there. They've got different foods, and I think having a variety.
You're
is
all
nice.
About that food, aren't you?
Variety is a nice thing. It is the spice of life. 850. I gave a black girl a hug on the streets of Keene a couple weeks ago, just to thank her for being here.
It's funny.
It was great. She was very nice. 855 450 free. You can take control here. I'd always wanted to do that. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on. Because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there. Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and x-rays. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Take control. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to Free State. Excuse me. Free State Project. I got Free State Project on the brain here. Let's go. You can go to freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. I've been out at the fair all day long, and it can take a little bit out of you. So, Free Talk Live. Everything's free. You want to support the show, please AMP. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and learn more about that. It's a great way to get behind Free Talk Live and help us out. Help get the ideas of freedom into more ears around the world. And if that's valuable to you and you like what we do here, it's $5 a month and you get perks like access to the AMP Only Call-In Lines, forums, and more. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking briefly, and we will talk now more about Ariel Castro, the psychopath who locked multiple women in his home. There was a torture room in the basement, but he at some points also kept them in rooms in the upstairs, if I'm not mistaken.
This was a decade. He had plenty of time to move them around.
He apparently also, you know, brought his own family members into the home at various times, and they had no idea, of course, what was actually going on within the very walls.
That is a fascinating...
Yeah, that sounds a little weird.
I can hardly even believe that part.
He had idea. What?
No, not that. Well, I mean, I just...
How would you know? I mean, you don't know.
Well, I'm surprised they didn't bang on the walls. Help!
Well, if you're there for 10 years, you can only bang on the walls so much, right?
Yes, but the family members were there.
You mean if they heard the family members?
Yeah.
It was probably insulated or something like
Could
that.
Could be. Maybe he built the house to be a torture chamber. I don't know.
It sounds like he did. So, I don't know. I haven't been in there. Obviously, I haven't seen the pictures. But we do know that he was sentenced today. And
why do you have three locks on your basement door?
Well, he probably got questions like that. And I'm sure he had some BS answer that apparently was satisfying enough to his family members.
Badgers. The reason is badgers.
They don't care.
So, he's been sentenced to life plus 1,000 years. And at the sentencing hearing, they allowed him to speak. Mark, you have a couple of excerpts from what he said. Is that right?
Yes. He's contended, of course, that he's not a monster. And that he believes that says, I believe I'm a porn addict, he said. I'm not a violent person. I just kept them there without being able to leave. He rambled on that he did not
force sex on them.
He did not force himself on the girls. And at times they asked him for
they
sex.
They wanted it, huh? They wanted to be tied up in his home. And
funny thing, in the news recently, psychologists are starting to say the sex addiction is not real. So,
I'd be interested in hearing more about that, too.
I think that it really depends on what one's definition of addiction is. Because you can define addiction as basically psychological addiction, which is very, very real for some people. And if... You know, for those people, if they have a candy bar at 4 o'clock in the afternoon every day, and you tell them that day they can't have a candy bar, they're going to get a little freaky on you.
That's actually a physical addiction, though, at that point.
Okay, you think that the sugar is a physical addiction at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Yes.
It's a habit.
That's a habit. That's not a physical addiction.
If you have sugar, if you have a sugar hit every day, and first of all, there's actually science to suggest that sugar is a toxin exactly like alcohol.
I'm with you on that.
And if alcohol is an addiction, then sugar being basically the same is an addiction. So, yes, having sugar at 4 o'clock in the afternoon every day, are you going to suffer physical withdrawal symptoms? Yes, and that is what the defining aspect of an addiction is physical withdrawal.
Well, right. I agree with you that if we're going to use the term, I just think to say addiction, you need to say physical addiction, if one to be clear, because people we're not today in a world where people define addiction as physical addiction. I concur with you on that statement. The physical addiction is real addiction. Psychological addiction is a flaw in one's mind.
Well, they were trying to say, they've continuously say about video games and the internet that those things can become addictions, and in order to try and define that as an addiction, they try to cite physical withdrawal symptoms amongst people who are, have an internet habit and then are taken away from it, that they start to gain physical symptoms. So, for example, I think we had a conversation not too long ago about Ian's Facebook addiction.
And
I had asked you whether or not you felt that you've experienced physical withdrawal symptoms if you are taken away from Facebook.
I can't even imagine what that means. Is it like cold sweats, shaking?
Well, symptoms somebody who's taken off of drugs or cigarettes is basically.
Well, thank goodness
example.
I've never had to.
I've gone off of nicotine and I never had cold sweats. I mean, I'm sure some people did, but I never had them.
Did you get irritable? I've heard people get irritable.
Damn right, but I'm irritable all the time, usually around you.
People can get psychotically irritable coming off of
absolutely.
Nicotine. That's the whole explanation behind Mel. Do you remember the Mel Gibson story where he was like screaming and like crazed?
And insulting Jewish people or whatever?
Not the insulting Jewish people, but his... Okay. If you've never heard this, they are gold. The calls between him and his ex-wife. There are some calls where he's just screaming at her and losing his mind, and they're hilarious, and it's really unfortunate to be laughing at someone's plight that way, but it's out of control the way
he
acts.
And he was quitting smoking?
Yeah, he was quitting smoking.
Oh, man.
And so a lot of people are like, that's what happened. You know, like this is obviously the behavior of someone who is, going off of nicotine, and holy moly.
Okay.
Yeah, if you've never heard those, they're all on YouTube, and they're unbelievable.
So I'm grateful. I've never had to go through quitting anything where I've had a noticeable withdrawal like that. I mean, I've quit marijuana, but that doesn't have anything like that. I've heard people say they have trouble sleeping after quitting marijuana. I can't say I've experienced that. But
that's the psychological addiction,
yeah.
Likely. See, marijuana, not physically addictive.
Yes, it's a habit.
Psychologically addictive, and some people have, very real problems that go along with it. The reason that they're not going to sleep is that they're stressed out, and they're sitting there saying, I want to smoke some pot, I want to smoke some pot, I want to smoke some pot, over and over again, and their brain pan. It has nothing to do with a physical addiction.
I wonder, though, in terms of addiction, my belief, and I have nothing to back this up, but I would think that almost anything is physically addictive in large enough quantities over large enough periods of time. Because your body just gets accustomed to wanting that particular thing. I would think that if you ate carrots every day, besides your skin turning orange.
I tend to agree with that. I don't think that the people who are not able to sleep after quitting marijuana are sitting up thinking, I want to smoke some pot, I want to smoke some pot. I mean, I've never thought anything like that at any point. For me, smoking cannabis is just it's a habit or a ritual or something that there's a lot of that goes along with it, like the process of rolling a joint. There's just something to that I think that is common for a lot of people. And I'm not going to discount somebody saying that, well, I quit smoking pot and I couldn't go to sleep.
I'm not discounting it. This is very real for these people. It's just...
I don't know if that means it's not physical. It's not physical at that point. I don't know.
Well, if you want to take the stance that Johnson's taken here, that everything is physically addictive, then...
I think it's possible for everything to be physically addictive to a certain degree.
All right. I think generally marijuana is not physically addictive.
Right.
I think you're right that it is mostly psychological, but We really haven't had the chance to study these sorts of things. I mean, science hasn't really had the chance.
You know, marijuana may be as physically addictive as lettuce. You know, I'm just saying that everything, I think, to a certain degree, if you have enough of it and you're having it every single day and you're putting it on a schedule and that's the thing, and then suddenly you take that out of your life, then that you may, there may
you're
be
gonna, you're going to experience something because you're missing it. You're experiencing psychological addiction. Yeah. I'm not saying that this thing isn't real. I just like to differentiate between these two things because I think that some of it's real. Psychological addiction is you sitting there saying, I wish I could have something.
Yeah. Right.
And physical addiction is you writhing on the floor next to death. Right. I mean, there's a difference there. And for people use this as an excuse. They say, I gotta have such and such. Look, man, I haven't had any sugar in days and I'm pissed about it. But that doesn't mean I'm addicted.
I'm sorry, I need to clarify a little bit further, because the reason why I was specifically using lettuce and carrots and things of that nature as an example...
Because they don't have the physical properties that sugar does.
Well, they don't have the physical properties that sugar does, but they are still chemicals that you are putting into your body so that they can alter your physical addiction to a certain degree. Now, I would say that that degree is nowhere near alcohol or nicotine or something like that. But maybe I'm saying that I think that there may be still a level of a physical addiction to even certain things like that, even fairly benign chemicals that you're putting in your body, such as certain vitamins and plants and whatnot. I would say that would be a really low degree physical addiction, but I think that everything probably has some sort of a physical addiction characteristic to it. You're altering your chemistry.
You can have your brain.
You can have a mental addiction to a habit, and that's not changing your physical characteristics, but maybe you do the same thing at the same time every day. You know, you get up, you do yoga first thing in the morning. You might be able to have a mental addiction to that or something if you change your exercise and you would go, I really want to do that again, but you're still doing, you're still exercising and whatnot. So,
I want to know, what do you think? I mean, what do you think about addictions? You, the listener, at 855-450-FREE, is it true that, is there a crossover between psychological and physical addiction? If you're psychologically addicted enough, does that become physical? After all, is your brain changing? It's Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius sent his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.